So, delegates, we have 1 hour, 15 minutes to go. We move immediately to agenda number 9, where we have three documents, CSE 11349, then 9-1 and 9-2, where we have 24 new work proposals and 4 proposals for discontinuation of work. We will immediately move to the first proposal, which is from the Committee on Residues of Veterinary Drugs and Foods. The proposal is for new work on performance criteria for multi-residual analytical methods for veterinary drug residues. The CC exec had agreed to recommend that the Commission approve this item for new work. Are there any comments? I see no comments. So this item for new work is approved as recommended by the 19th session of the CCRVTF. We now move to the FAO-WHO Coordinating Committee of Europe, where there is a proposal for a regional standard for fresh fungus chanterelle. The CC exec reviewed this document from critical review angle and recommended that the Commission approve this item for new work. Are there any comments, please? I see no flags. So the Commission approves this item for new work as a regional standard. The next is the proposal for a regional standard for iron. It is also from the CC Euro. Any comments, please? I see no flags. So this proposal for a regional standard for iron is approved. Next is the Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Dietary Uses. There's a proposal from the Committee for Inclusion of a new Part B for underweight children in the standard for processed cereal-based foods for infants and young children. The CC exec had agreed to recommend this item for new work. Any comments, please? I see no flags. So this item for new work is approved. Next, we come to the FAO-WHO Coordinating Committee of Asia. There is a proposal for a draft regional standard for tempeh. The CC exec had agreed to recommend this item for new work. Any comments, please? I see no flags. So this item for new work is approved. Next is the proposed draft regional standard for durian. The CC exec had a detailed discussion on this proposal for new work, whether we should proceed as a regional standard or China, please. You have a comment on tempeh or on durian?
刚才提到关于制定紫菜亚洲区域标准的事情，然后这件事情我们认为现在中国代表团认为，目前不宜制定紫菜的亚洲区域标准，主要是基于以下考虑：一，在第17届亚洲协调会上。
China, we have not reached to labor. We are on durian. We have just completed tempeh. Is there a comment on tempeh? No. So we are on durian, please. Thank you, China, for your understanding. During the CC exec meeting, there was a discussion on whether we should have a global standard or a regional standard for durian. it was reported that the 15th session of the CCFFV could not consider the proposal since there was lack of information related to trade between countries to meet the criteria for a worldwide standard. During the CC exec, additional information was provided by the regional coordinator, and the CC exec agreed to recommend that new work on international codex standard be taken up by CCFFV. This was recommended after we had asked the chair of the CCFFV if the workload of the committee can take this item for new work. Either any comments, please? Mexico, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Como presidente, presidenta del Comité de Frutas y Hortalizas Frescas, el comité considerará si puede o no empezar los trabajos para en su próxima reunión en septiembre de 2012. Sin embargo, si el comité decide que no puede hacerlo, se solicita a la comisión que se empiece a trabajar en un grupo de trabajo para no perder tiempo y que en noviembre de 2012 CC Asia pueda considerar los trabajos del durian como una norma regional. Gracias.
Thank you, Mexico. We'll just consult the secretary, Madam Secretary, and get back. Thank you. Thank you, delegates. We understand that the next session of the CCFFV will be in September 2012, and the session of CC Asia will be in November 2012, which is subsequent to this session. In line with the discussion that we had in the CC exec, and in line with the decision that this commission had taken in the case of pomegranates, I would suggest that the draft regional standard for durian may be presented, the work can start, and may be presented at the next session of the CCFFV at step 3. But if the committee decides not to take up this work in view of the workload, then it can be developed as a regional standard. Is that acceptable to the commission? I see no flags. Anybody? No. I see no flags. So this proposal on these lines is approved to develop a standard for durian, which could be an international standard, provided the CCFFV accepts this work and it can be presented at step 3. In case it cannot be accepted, then it can go back to the CC Asia. Thailand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thailand also would like to thank the chairperson of the CCFV that provided a chance to have the standard for durian to be considered by the committee. So we will prepare the document to be submitted to the Codex Secretariat and the CCFFV to be at the first chance to be considered by CCFFV. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Thailand. Next, we go to the Committee on Food Hygiene, where there is a proposal for new work on guidelines for control of specific zoonotic parasites in meat, Trichinella spiralis, and Cysticercus bovis. Any comments, please? USA, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In the interest of full disclosure, the United States did not support this proposal when it was initially presented in 2010 to the Committee on Food Hygiene. The United States believes that, as a general rule, conduct committees, and specifically the Committee on Food Hygiene, should prioritize their work to the issues of the highest public health concern. We don't believe these parasites rise to that level. The project document for the work indicates that the guidelines would reference current OIE standards and would avoid duplication of work. However, those guidelines have yet to be completed. The OIE working group on Trichinella will not meet until next August. This makes it very difficult to agree to use OIE references when we do not know what those references are, nor will most countries have input into the development of those OIE guidelines. The United States believes that the real importance of this work is that it highlights the need for a general guidance document on foodborne parasites, which will provide a framework for annexes on specific parasite commodity combinations. We ask the Commission to accept the recommendation of the Executive Committee, which is in paragraph 40 of that report. The committee agreed to recommend to the Commission to approve new work as proposed by the CCFH with the suggestion that they take a risk-based approach in developing the document, including conducting a risk assessment, that they review the prioritization list that will be prepared by FAO and WHO, and monitor the work at OIE to ensure that there will be no duplication of work. Thank you, Mr. Chair. We ask that our comments be included in the record.
Thank you, USA. EU, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Following the remarks which were made by the delegation of the United States, I would like to state that it should be noted that this work is part of a more general project aiming at preparing a general guidance document on parasites with annexes addressing parasite-food combination, as was discussed in the last meeting of the Food Hygiene Committee in Kampala. It's true that the chosen parasites are of a low public health relevance. This is to define how, following a risk-based approach, conditions could be defined to adapt the level of control to the real risks. No risk assessment was required, as a lot of data is already available. First of all, a risk profile is attached to the document prepared for the working group. In addition, the International Commission for Trichinellosis has gathered a lot of scientific information. The World Organization for Animal Health is indeed currently working on a related item, but the mandate of the two organizations are really different. The OIE deals with on-farm measures when codex competence starts at the slaughterhouse. In addition, as underlined today by Dr. Valla, Director General of OIE, a close cooperation between the two organizations is foreseen. OIE representative will participate in the physical working group to take place in Ireland next week. Cross-references will be included to ensure that no duplication, no gaps, and full consistency are ensured. Thank you very much.
Thank you, European Union. I see the flag of Chile. Chile, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Nosotros también apoyamos el que se realice esta labor conjunta entre la OIE y el CODEX, con el fin también que se delimiten bien los campos de acción en una labor que tiene que ser en conjunto y en los términos expresados por el Comité Ejecutivo en el numeral 41 de su informe. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chile. New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Chair. In terms of prioritisation of the work, we would just like to refer to the processes in place by the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene, which does pride itself on the rigour in which it does prioritise work, and the recommendations from the working group from the last session, that did put this work as a first priority for a range of reasons on the work program, and that prioritisation was accepted by the Codex Committee of Food Hygiene. In terms of working with OIE, we consider that the fact that they are doing parallel work is not a disadvantage as suggested, but in fact an opportunity. This allows us to work closely with a risk-based approach applied by OIE at the farm level and a risk management approach at the consumer end of the food chain by Codex, and genuinely put in place risk analysis principles that we all adhere to through the Commission. We believe that this work will be very strong in terms of its quantitative base. We don't recognise that it does need a risk assessment in support of the guidance that will be created, and we do feel that working with OIE will result in a very positive control guidance document for these zoonotic parasites. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. Are there any other comments, please? Then we can conclude this. USA, please.
Well, I appreciate the comments from the other delegations. I think they're important. I just think that the Commission should reflect what the Executive Committee recommendation was, including the provisions that they included in that paragraph. I have paragraph 40, but it's 40 or 41. Thank you.
Thank you, United States. Rather than reflecting on the entire thing, we will reflect on the CC Exec report, which would communicate what you intend to communicate. Thank you. Just 1 second, please. Thank you, delegates, for bearing with me. The proposal from the chair is that the Commission approve this item for new work as proposed by the CCFH, and that a risk-based approach is taken in developing the document, and review the prioritization list that will be prepared by FAO and WHO, and monitor the work at OIE to ensure that there is no duplication of work, which means that there will be a close cooperation with the OIE on this. Can the Commission agree to this? There are no flags from the member countries. I see the flag of OIE. OIE, please.
Thank you, Chair. Just to reiterate what Dr. Vallard said in his speech is that the OIE would be very pleased to collaborate in this work should it be approved. Thank you.
Thank you very much, OIE. We appreciate that. Thank you. Next, we move to the proposal, CCFH proposal for new work on an annex on melons to the Code of Practice for Fresh Fruits and Vegetables. Any comments, please? Colombia, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Exactamente, no es sobre el documento, y ojalá aplique el siguiente comentario. Entendemos que hay un grupo de trabajo que va a trabajar, que va a elaborar este documento, liderado por Canadá y Estados Unidos, y que se comprometieron a que los idiomas de trabajo sean el inglés y el francés. Solicitamos formalmente para que se amplíe la gama de lenguas en las que se trabaje y que se incluya el español, dado que algunos países, especialmente de Centroamérica, son productores de melón y también de Sudamérica, para que tengan su idioma madre también dentro del grupo de trabajo. Gracias, señor presidente.
I would request the Secretariat to respond to this point. Secretariat, please.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Just to respond to the issue of the working group for the work on melons, even though we only today considering the approval of the new work, the Committee on Food, the CCFH, had also taken a decision to have a physical working group to meet to develop the actual draft pending the approval of this new work. And in doing so, they had agreed at the meeting to have the working group in two languages, and that was English and French. And of course, we work according to the guidelines for physical working groups and electronic working groups, where we try to have the different languages, English, French, and Spanish, accommodated, but it would depend on, of course, the resources that is available by the host. And they kindly offered to have French available. This physical working group already met. It met in, June, first week of June, and they had interpretation in English and French, unfortunately not Spanish. Yes, I can confirm that many Latin American countries were present at the meeting, but they had made comment via electronic means, and those were taken up in the document, and the document will be going out for comment if the Commission approves the new work. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Colombia, does that answer your question? Anything?
Pues no tendría claridad, señor presidente, porque no sabemos si al menos las respuestas de a los comentarios se van a ampliar al español. No me queda claro eso por parte del secretariado en la intervención que tuvo.
Thank you, Colombia. Secretariat, please.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. If the work is approved by this commission, then we will work according to our normal procedures as established by Codex. And that is the document that will be distributed for comment or circulated for comment will go out in English, French, and Spanish. And that will be within the next week or two. And comments can be made in English, French, or Spanish, and will be compiled in those three languages and made available prior to the discussion in the committee. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Colombia, does that respond adequately to your point? But normally the language to be used by the A working group is to be decided by the members who lead the working group. By the Food Hygiene Committee. Sorry, by the Food Hygiene Committee. Thank you, Colombia. Costa Rica, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Aunque me quedó claro lo que acaba de explicar el secretariado, Costa Rica sí quiere manifestar su preocupación cuando se establecen tanto grupos de trabajo físicos por las implicaciones que eso tiene para la participación de los países, en especial en los países en desarrollo, y también reiterar el tema de los servicios de traducción. Yo sé que es una buena voluntad de los países que coordinan los grupos de trabajo, pero eso limita mucho a nuestros países para su participación, y en el caso particular de melón, la mayoría de los países productores éramos de habla castellana y además de eso con limitaciones para participar en el grupo inicial. Sabemos que en el procedimiento ahora tendremos oportunidad, pero sí queremos manifestar la preocupación y que por favor se consignen actas. Gracias.
Thank you, Costa Rica. Guatemala, please.
Gracias, presidente. Solamente para reafirmar lo que mis antecesores de Colombia y Costa Rica dijeron, ya que muchos países de Centroamérica somos buenos productores de melón que llegan a los mercados internacionales, desearíamos sinceramente que ustedes tomaran en consideración el tema de poder incluir el idioma español, porque el punto de vista de nosotros como productores y nuestro espíritu de poder establecer esos parámetros en español sería mucho más fácil para nosotros si ustedes consideran la inclusión de este tercer idioma, además del idioma inglés y el idioma francés. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Guatemala. Next, we have speakers from Cuba, Chile, and Brazil. Is the proposal on, or what you want to speak, is with regard to the language part of it, or with regard to the approval for new work? If it is with regard to the language, then probably we can leave it at this stage. Let us first consider the item for new work, and then we can, I'll request Madam Secretary to talk about the operation of the physical working group and the languages.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you to the delegations. We would like to recall that this issue of deciding on working groups, of course, is the responsibility of the committees, but we can look at it from a general point of view. We would like to recall that there was a recommendation from the Commission in 2003 that all committees should first look at the possibility of convening electronic working groups before they decided on physical working groups, saying that first you should really try to avoid having a lot of physical working groups, especially for the various issues which were raised by the various countries, participation, especially of developing countries. So we always try to remind the committees, of course, from recalling this general recommendation from the Commission, which we could consider still stands now. Of course, that's what we try to do from the point of view of the Secretariat in raising these difficulties. But, of course, this is a decision from the countries in each committee to decide whether they want to have electronic working groups or physical working groups. And also we try to say that if there is a need for physical working groups, it's always perhaps preferable to have working groups just before the committee, which would be another additional 1 or 1.5 for 2 days of discussion, which would perhaps extend the possibility to discuss but not create an additional meeting between the sessions. Of course, we have procedures, and this is up to the various committees concerned, so it's important that all committees reflect on these issues from a general point of view. And, of course, as regards the languages, that's up to the host country or chairing countries of the working groups, and the decision is taken in the committees. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Cuba, would you like to take the floor on this point?
Gracias, señor presidente. Creo que con todo el respeto a que esta decisión del idioma le corresponde a los comités, pienso que la comisión sí debe tener la capacidad de poder tomar alguna acción cuando esa decisión no representa los intereses de los productores. Porque en este caso, el producto que hablamos y el tema que nos ocupa es un producto tropical y tiene sus mayores productores en el área de habla hispana. Estamos tratando de un tema muy técnico, de un tema nuevo, de requisitos muy importantes, donde el idioma va a repercutir directamente en los resultados que se van a tomar. Por lo tanto, no creo que debe ser un asunto del que nos desentendamos aquí, y por eso Cuba apoya lo que han expresado otras delegaciones como Costa Rica, como Colombia y Guatemala. Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Cuba. Before I give the floor to Chile and Brazil, let me give the floor to the chair of the Food Hygiene Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to assure all the people that cannot communicate in English or French that this work will go on in all three languages at the committee level. We simply, at that time when we constructed or assembled this work group, could not afford to have the three languages done. But all the work that was done at that work group, plus the electronic comments that were submitted via email, were considered in this drafting. In addition, I assure the members of the Commission that during the committee discussions, every effort is given to include comments from every single country. So even though they may not have participated in the work group, in the physical work group to kick off this document, they were able to submit written comments, which were acknowledged and received and considered. And every piece of work from here on goes into the CCFH flow of work, which includes all three languages. So their concerns will be addressed. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair of the Food Hygiene Committee. Does that satisfy the Spanish-speaking countries? Colombia, Costa Rica, Guatemala, Cuba. We have the flag of Chile. Would you like to take the floor?
Gracias, señor presidente. Muy breve, pero la preocupación es general y con el funcionamiento del COEX en base al plan estratégico. Entiendo que, como explicó la Secretaría, en los distintos comités se generan los grupos electrónicos y se decide el idioma. Ahí, por lo menos los de habla hispana y otros países en desarrollo, siempre hemos colaborado y no hemos obstaculizado el proceso normativo, entendiendo que debe agilizarse el tema, y aunque no está en nuestra lengua, hemos avanzado en eso. Pero tenemos otro punto estratégico, que es el número 5, y que dice la participación de los países en desarrollo. Y en ese sentido, nosotros nos gustaría que también en los comités tomaran en cuenta eso antes de decidir los idiomas. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chile. Madam Secretary had already informed the Commission of the discussions that have taken place earlier with regard to convening of the working groups. To start with, it should be electronic working group, and then the physical working groups just before start of the committee's session. Brazil, please.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente. Solamente para subrayar y agradecer las informaciones que fueron dadas por la Secretaría y por el presidente del Comité de Higiene de los Alimentos, y también hacer hincapié a las preocupaciones que fueron expresadas por las delegaciones que hablaron anteriormente, tanto con relación a la cuestión de la cantidad de grupos físicos como con relación a la cuestión del idioma. Muchísimas gracias.
Thank you, Brazil. Does the Commission agree to approve this item for new work in the first place? I see no flags. So this item for new work on developing the annex on melons is approved, and we note the concerns expressed by the countries, Spanish-speaking countries, with regard to the language, and the response given by the chair of the CCFH. Thank you very much. We next move to the Committee on Fats and Oils. There is a proposal for new work on standards for fish oils. The CC exec agreed to recommend this item for new work. Are there any comments, please? I see no flags, so this item for new work is approved. The next under the Committee on Fats and Oils is the proposal for amendment to parameters for rice bran oil in the standard for named vegetable oils. The CC exec approved this item for new work. Are there any comments, please? I see no flags, so this item for new work is approved. Next, we move to the Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling. The proposal is to develop a document on the principles for the use of sampling and testing in international food trade, the point that we had discussed a short while ago. This is a useful item for work and will greatly help to facilitate fair practices in trade, particularly for the developing countries. And the CC exec had agreed to recommend to the Commission to approve this item for new work. Are there any comments? I see no flags, so this item for new work is approved. The next is a proposal from the Committee on Contaminants in Food for a proposal for new work on maximum levels for arsenic in rice. The CC exec agreed to recommend this item for new work. I see the flag of Japan. Japan, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As in our written comment in CRD 16, page 1, Japan is of the opinion that elaborating maximum levels is premature at this stage. Prior to evaluating the values, Codex should request members to further submit data, especially occurrence data of inorganic arsenic. We had raised this point during the last session of the Contaminant Committee. We also pointed out in the committee that we should strictly apply the relevant Codex principles and policy in elaborating MLs. We strongly suggest that the CCCF should take into account the points in CRD 16 in this new work. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Japan. Are there any other comments? I see none. Netherlands, please.
Yes, thank you. As chair of CCCF, I would like to briefly comment. We discussed this issue at the CCCF and also the issue of data collection. And, in fact, we agreed carrying on new work as this was an important subject and a concern for many countries. And an electronic working group led by China will explore whether maximum levels should apply to total and or inorganic arsenic and make a proposal. And we would then discuss this proposal, the results of this electronic working group at the next committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Netherlands. Chile, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Nosotros estamos a favor de que se inicien los trabajos en esta norma, coincidiendo con el comité ejecutivo y en especial porque el arroz es base de muchos alimentos infantiles. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chile. Who's that? Australia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Australia is in favour of moving forward with this work. This work, as the Chair of the Codex Committee on Food Additives has just elaborated, was discussed at length at the last committee meeting, and we believe that this is important work that should proceed. Thank you.
Thank you, Australia. Iran, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Iran also wishes to support to continue work in this aspect, but agreed by the executive committee in this regard due to the importance of this item for the children. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Iran. Are there any other comments? Sri Lanka, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Sri Lanka also in favour of starting this new work.
Thank you, Sri Lanka. Nigeria, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Nigeria too is in favour of proceeding with this important work. Thank you.
Thank you, Nigeria. Are there any other comments? I get the sense of the Commission that there is a general agreement for proceeding ahead with this work. I see the flag of Vietnam. Vietnam, please.
Vietnam support to start a new work. Thank you.
There are two members who do not support this item for new work, Japan and Vietnam.
Oh, you agree?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Japan does not agree. Rest of the commission agrees. Would Japan like to have the reservation recorded for this item for new work?
Ask the recorder internet in the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Japan. We will do so. Intervention. Okay. We will record your intervention. And the commission approves this proposal for new work on maximum levels for arsenic in rice. Delegates, Madam Secretary brings to my notice that we seem to have left out one item for new work under CCRVDF, which was the second item, to develop a priority list for veterinary drugs for evaluation or re-evaluation by JECFA. This was not for critical review. Can the Commission agree for this item for new work? I see no flags, so the Commission agrees and this item for new work. Right. We now move to the next proposal, which is a proposal from FAO-WHO Coordinating Committee for Latin America and the Caribbean. It is a proposal for elaboration of a worldwide codex standard for Panela. It was a proposal made by Colombia. This item for new work was discussed in the CC exec from the critical review angle. I'm sorry, there's a flag from India. Is that on the priority list or on Panela?
The standard for Panela.
Okay. Before you take the floor, let me informed the Commission that this item for new work was discussed in the CC exec, and the CC exec agreed to recommend and identify the means by which this work will be carried out. This would in any case be discussed under agenda number 16, but since the Committee on Sugars is adjourned sine die, the present host, which is UK, which had previously stated to give up its chairmanship to another interested country, it was noted that Colombia had declared itself ready to take on its chairmanship for the time necessary to complete the work on Panela. And then the CC exec agreed to recommend this item for new work. I would like to give the floor to India, please.
Thank you, Chair. Panela, which is a product made up from the sugar cane, is widely used in many other countries. And we support the proposal to take up this as a new work. And also, if Colombia is interested in leading this work, we'll support that. Thank you.
Thank you, India. Is there any other comment? Who's that? Costa Rica, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Solo reiterar que todo el Comité de América Latina y el Caribe aprobó en su reunión de noviembre el inicio de este nuevo trabajo. Gracias.
Panama. Thank you, Costa Rica. Panama, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Solo para apoyar la elaboración de este trabajo y agradecer a Colombia por su ofrecimiento de hospedar este comité, sobre todo para los países que somos productores en el área de este producto. Gracias.
Thank you, Panama. Guatemala, please.
Y gracias, señor presidente. En primer lugar, felicitar a Colombia por ser un país latinoamericano que va a liderar la propuesta de elaboración de una norma como esta. Y dos, ofrecerle el total y restricto apoyo como Guatemala a la elaboración de este anteproyecto. Gracias.
Thank you very much. Cuba, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Cuba también apoya la decisión de Colombia de desarrollar esta norma y de asumir esta responsabilidad. Felicita a Colombia y, al igual que otras delegaciones, ofrece como productor e investigador en este campo todo el apoyo que Colombia requiera para realizar este trabajo, no solo por lo que representa para los países, sino porque es alimento indispensable y sustituible para muchos niños pequeños que lamentablemente tienen en este alimento una de sus principales fuentes de alimentación. Y creemos que también puede ser el inicio de un grupo de trabajo que también irá dirigido a la raspadura de caña y a otros productos que pueden elevar el valor de la industria azucarera en la región. Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Cuba. Egypt, please.
شكرا سيدي الرئيس. مصر تتحدث بصفتها احد كبار منتجي قصب السكر في منطقة الشرق الادنى، ونعرب ايضا عن تأييدنا لقرار كولومبيا بتطوير هذه المواصفة لهذا العمل الجديد، ونحن على استعداد للتعاون معهم في اي مجال يطلب منا. شكرا سيدي الرئيس.
Thank you, Egypt. UK, please.
Thank you, Chairman. First of all, I'd like to thank Colombia for taking on this work, and also happy to support the new work. As you pointed out in your introductory remarks, that the UK has asked for this work to be hosted by someone else, as it's been adjourned for some time. The UK has actually held the committee, or hosted the committee, since 1963, so it would be good if someone else would take this on. And so we are pleased that Colombia are happy to do that, and wish them all the very best. So thank you.
Thank you very much, UK. There are two more countries who have put up their flag, Argentina and Dominican Republic. If it is in support of the work to be done by Colombia, I suppose we have already sufficient consensus on this work to be taken up by Colombia. If you have any objection, please raise your flag. So I see no flags in objection. So we approve this item for new work to be taken up by Colombia. And the issue relating to hosting of this committee, we can discuss under agenda number 16. Thank you very much. Next is a proposal. Next is a proposal from CC Asia to develop a regional standard for labor products. This proposal was originally made in the 17th session of the CC Asia, which had agreed that a standard for labor products be developed as a global standard in view of the significant amount of products being exported outside the region, and recommended that the Republic of Korea submit this proposal to the Fisheries Products Committee. The Fisheries Products Committee, at its 31st session, concluded that it was premature to consider an international standard for labor products, and because its terms of reference did not allow it to be covered under this committee, and agreed to encourage CC Asia to develop a regional standard. This proposal came for critical review in the CC exec, and the CC exec agreed to recommend to the Commission to approve this item for new work. Are there any comments, please? Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. France, you have a comment on the previous item? Oh, I'm so sorry.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Nous avions une question, en fait, sur le sujet précédent. Nous nous demandions s'il s'agissait d'un nouveau travail à entamer dans le cadre d'un groupe de travail ou d'un comité, et quelles seraient les langues de travail. En tout cas, nous souhaiterions que ce nouveau travail ou ce groupe de travail puisse travailler en français. Merci.
Thank you, France. I'll give the floor to Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, this is not working group. This is the work in a committee, but it was clear also from the proposals we had and how it was discussed. This is work in an adjourned committee, which means it is work by correspondence, and it's important to make it very clear. The work will be carried out as in such cases, the work is coordinated by the Secretariat of the host country. Of course, working in cooperation with the Codex Secretariat, we're always ready to offer our cooperation. And the responsibility, as in the cases where we had standards developed by adjourned committees, the work is coordinated and it following all the step procedures exactly as other standards, only is done by correspondence, and this is coordinated by the host country, and in that case it will be coordinated by Colombia as responsible for this work. So that will be according to the procedures for work by adjourned committees in the procedural manual, but it was important to make it very clear. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. We will take note of this point raised by France and the response given by the Secretary in the report. Delegates, we come back to the proposal from CC Asia for a regional standard for labor products. Any comments, please? Japan, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Japan would like to support the Executive Committee's recommendation to approve new work on a regional standard for labor products. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Japan. China, please.
谢谢主席。中国不同意旨在标准立项的提案。主要基于以下考虑：一，在第17届亚洲协调会上 未形成一致意见，在第31届乙级制品委员会上，考虑到制定国际标准不成熟，返回到亚洲协调会，也就是说，17届亚洲协调会把它推到了31届乙级制品委员会，乙级制品委员会把它返回到17届亚洲协调会。 二，中国是世界上紫菜第一生产大国和贸易国，出口总量占世界总贸易量的60%以上。目前，在国际贸易中，并没有遇到因标准不统一而导致的贸易纠纷。三，由于紫菜生产的区域性很强，各国紫菜生产环境、紫菜品种、 各国消费者需求以及紫菜加工方式等各不相同，统一标准反而会限制产品的多样性，产生贸易摩擦。是，目前我们未了解到有哪些相关的数据，不是很清楚标准到底包括哪些内容，将产生什么样影响。所以中国认为 应该将建议案继续返回到下一届亚洲协调会进行讨论。
Thank you, China. Are there any other comments, please? May I request the coordinator from Asia to respond on the deliberations at the CC Asia meeting? Indonesia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Indonesia just want to reinforce that what is delivered by the chairpersons that occur in the 17th session of CC Asia. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Indonesia. I just was able to see the report of CC Asia. We do not note from the CC Asia report that there was any objection or there was no consensus on this new work. Apparently, there was consensus. In any case, I give the floor to Korea, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. The last session of CC Asia, the majority of member countries supported this proposal on labor products, but only one country did not support. So, and also the 31st session of the Committee on Fish and Fishery Products encouraged to develop a regional standard development as well. So it is very clear that the necessity of this development for labor products standard has been agreed. So, Mr. Chairman, Korea respects the decision of Executive Committee that the committee agrees to recommend to the Commission to approve new work on a regional standard for labor products. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Korea. Is there any other comment? China would like to take the floor once again. China, please.
谢谢主席。在第17届亚洲协调会上，亚洲协调会说开始没有形成意见，提出制定国际标准，提交31届一级一制品委员会讨论。一级一制品委员会认为， 不属于EGE制品委员会的职责，鼓励制定亚洲区域标准，但是现在存在这么一个问题：弹指菜占世界总生产量的很大比重，40%以上。目前其他国家不生产，我想可否考虑回到亚洲协调会上？ 中国和韩国共同起草亚洲区域标准，不然的话，那么弹指菜不包含的话，就谈不上真正的包含所有的指菜标准。哎呦，我们那个红盘都被喂大。
Thank you, China. The proposal on the table before the Commission is not for developing an international standard for labor products. It is a proposal for developing a regional standard for labor products. Is there any other objection to developing a regional standard for labor products in Asia? I see no other flags, no flags. Would China wish to record the reservation in the report? Because I see a consensus for developing a regional standard for labor products.
那么中国认为，如制定区域标准的时候，中国和韩国共同去组织起草这个标准，否则的话将缺少一部分
含指菜这一块的品种。
Thank you, China. In the CC Asia meeting, there was no decision to set up an electronic or a working group, a physical working group. In fact, there was no decision on a working group. So it is up to the country that has made the proposal to develop a draft document, which can then be discussed in the CC Asia next meeting. Thank you, China, for your consideration. Maybe we can request Korea to invite other delegations if they wish to in developing this standard, the draft document.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, yeah, we'll take the recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you, Korea. Next, we have 10 minutes. We move to the Committee on Fish and Fishery Products, where there is a proposal for proposed draft performance criteria for screening methods for biotoxins in the standard for live and raw bivalve mollusks. Are there any comments, please? The CC exec had agreed to recommend to the Commission for approving this item. United States, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The United States thanks Canada and Australia for their willingness to lead this work. And we have a small editorial change we would like to request. We call attention to Section 2 of the project document entitled the Relevance and Timeliness Section of the document. We note that the intent of the work is to develop criteria for the use of screening methods to detect biotoxins. However, the text in the relevance and timeliness section is unclear in this regard, specifically as it makes reference to the use of the mouse bioassay test as though it were a screening method, which it is not. To resolve the lack of clarity, we suggest simply deleting the phrase, e.g., mouse bioassay. Thank you.
Thank you, United States. Norway, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Norway is now speaking as chair of the Fish Committee. The intention of the Fish Committee is to elaborate performance criteria for both reference methods and screening methods for determination of biotoxins. It could be considered premature to conclude at this stage of the work if some methods comply or not with the criteria that are to be developed. Consequently, the chair would support the view expressed by the US to move forward with a document where the reference to the mouse bioassay method has been deleted. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Norway. Are there any comments? Any other comments? Chile, please.
Gracias. Solamente una pequeña aclaración. Quisiéramos saber cómo quedaría el cambio con la propuesta de Estados Unidos. Por favor.
Thank you, Chile. Would the United States like to respond to this point? And then we come to European Union.
Thank you. Section 2 of the document, which is entitled Timeliness and Relevance and Timeliness, has in parentheses, I believe it's in parentheses, for example, mouse bioassay. We were just requesting to have that example removed from the project document. Thank you.
Chile, is that does that respond to your question? It's a slight change, editorial change. No, I won't say editorial change. There is a removal, deletion of a phrase from the project document, which is a proposal for new work. I do not see any response. European Union, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We support Norway as the chair of the Fish Committee, and we would prefer to keep the project document as it is, because there was a huge discussion at the Fish Committee about mouse bioassay, and it was identified as a very useful method by several delegations. So we would prefer to keep the project document as it is. Thank you very much.
Thank you, European Union. The chair of the Fish Committee would like to take the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for giving me the floor again. I'd just like to clarify. I might have been a bit unclear, but still, what the chair's intention was to go along with the U.S. proposal and just delete the example at this point, because this is a very early stage and it's early to decide whether or not to consider any examples. So this is up for the committee to discuss in the further work. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair of the Fish Committee. European Union, you have a point? It's okay? Thank you, European Union. Australia wanted to take the floor. Australia, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Australia would also like to support the Chair of the Fish Committee and also the US intervention. So we believe that the example is okay to be taken away. Thank you.
Thank you, Australia. Are there any other comments? I see none. So the Commission approves this item for new work with that little change in the project document. Thank you. Next is a proposed draft code of practice for fish and fishery products. There's a sturgeon. There's a section on sturgeon caviar that is proposed to be developed. The CC exec agreed to recommend this proposal for new work to the Commission. Any comments, please? I see none, so the Commission approves. Huh? Poland, please.
Thank you, Chair. Poland speaking on behalf of the European Union and its member states. Would like to fully support the new work on sturgeon caviar. Thank you.
Thank you, Pauline. That was in support of the work. So the Commission approves this item for new work. Next, we move to the Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables. There is a proposal from the Fruits and Vegetables Committee to develop a standard for golden passion fruit. The CC exec had agreed to recommend to the Commission to approve this item for new work. Are there any comments? I see none. So the Commission approves this item for new work. We have another 4 minutes. We'll try and do as much as possible. From the Food Labeling Committee, there is a proposal to amend the guidelines for the production, processing, labeling, and marketing of organically produced foods. The CC exec agreed to recommend this item for new work, to approve this item for new work by the Commission. I see no flags, so the Commission approves this item for new work. Next, we take the Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables. There are two proposals under this. One is the standard for certain quick frozen vegetables, and the other one is the standard for certain canned fruits. The Executive Committee had agreed to recommend both these items for new work for approval by the Commission. Are there any comments, please? I see none. So the Commission approves both these items for new work under the Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables. Next is the Codex Committee on Pesticide Residue to develop a priority list for establishment of MRLs for pesticides. There was no project document, and the CC exec agreed to recommend to the Commission to approve this item for new work. Are there any comments? I see none. So the Commission approves this item for new work. Next is a proposal from the FAO WHO Coordinating Committee for the Near East to develop a regional standard for Doogh. Are there any comments, please? I see none, so the Commission approves this item for new work to develop a regional standard for Doogh. Then there is a proposal to develop a definition and criteria for proprietary methods in Codex standards for inclusion in the procedural manual. There's no project document for this. This is a proposal under CCMAS. Are there any comments, please? I see none. So the Commission approves this item for new work under CCMAS. We now have four proposals for discontinuation of work, but it is 5:15. So we will recess at this point of time as far as this agenda is concerned to allow the legal counsel to take over the next work. We will discuss the discontinuation part tomorrow morning. Thank you very much. We need to look for the legal counsel. The legal counsel is coming. This part of the agenda will be handled by the secretary. Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Madam Chair, we have the legal counsel is coming and will now explain how we're going to proceed with the election of the vice chair. Thank you. In the meantime, we'd like to make an announcement, practical announcement, and that is to announce that the countries in the CC Euro, the coordinating meeting between the countries, will be held tomorrow morning at 8:30, room 6, level 3. Thank you. Madam Chair, in the meantime, we'd like to announce the reception, the presentation and at the invitation of the Ambassador and Government of India. The reception will be tonight, this evening, at 6:30 to 20 p.m. at the Restaurant Vieux-Bois, Avenue de la Paix in Geneva, and the invitation were delivered to the heads of delegation. Thank you.
A very good morning to all of you. I know you had a long session yesterday evening, went up to beyond 9 o'clock, I understand. And we missed you all at the reception. But that's okay, we understand you had a lot of things to do. Before we continue with the agenda, I would invite Madam Secretary to make the opening housekeeping announcements. Madam Secretary.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning to all delegates. We have only one announcement for a side event. Today at 1 o'clock, there will be the meeting of the countries in the Near East region. It will be in room 7 on level 2. And we have another very important announcement. It's concerning the election of the members of the Executive Committee appointed on a geographical basis. The nomination forms are available from this morning until the closure of the session of this morning. So the nomination forms are available from the head table. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. We would now continue with where we stopped yesterday at 5:15, which is agenda number 9. And we had to take up part 2, discontinuation of the work. It's not always the best thing to start the day with discontinuation of work. But that's how where we are on the agenda. The first one is from the Codex Committee on Fats and Oils. And the item for discontinuation of work is the new work amendment to the standard for olive oils and olive pomace oils linoleic acid level. Are there any comments? The CC exec had agreed to recommend to the commission to discontinue work on this item. Malaysia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Speaking as the chair of the CCFO, I wish to inform the Commission that the 22nd session of the CCFO had discussed in detail the level of linoleic acid in the standard for olive oils and olive pomace oils. In order to facilitate the discussion during plenary and to further explore ways to resolve this long-standing issue, the committee had established an in-session working group chaired by Canada. The in-session working group had proposed 3 options to resolve this matter as given in CRD 16 revised. However, the committee could not come to an agreement on the options proposed. In a further effort to resolve this issue, I had, as the chair of the committee, proposed to delete the value of linoleic acid and replacing it by a footnote that reads, national limits may remain in place or levels may be determined by national authorities. However, there was also no support for this proposal. The 21st session of the CCFO had earlier made a recommendation that if no agreement could be reached at the 22nd session of the CCFO, the committee would recommend the discontinuation of work on the level of linoleic acid. This recommendation was endorsed by the 62nd session of the Executive Committee. After thorough discussion, the committee recognized that there was once again no agreement on the level of linoleic acid in olive oils and olive pomace oils, and hence agreed to recommend the discontinuation of this work. The committee noted that if new data becomes available in the future, this matter on the level of linoleic acid in olive oils and olive pomace oils may be reconsidered by this committee. As the chair, I had reminded the committee that such data should reflect global variability that take into account geographical, climate, and seasonal variation, i.e. over several seasons and varietal differences, and the data must be statistically sound. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair of CCFO. Are there any other comments, please? I see no flags, so it is proposed that the Commission may accept the recommendations of the CC Exec to discontinue work on this item, and hence we discontinue this work. Thank you very much. Next, we move to the Codex Committee on Food Additives. The proposal is for discontinuation of work on the draft and proposed draft food additive provisions of the GSFA. Are there any comments, please? Malaysia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Malaysia's written comments on this issue are reflected in CRD4. Malaysia has no objection to the discontinuation of work on the draft and proposed draft food additive provisions, except for the draft provision of carotenoids in food category 02.1.2, vegetable oils and fats at 1,000 mg per kilogram at step 6. Malaysia would like to inform the Commission that carotenoids are required in products such as vanaspati that falls under the category of 02.1.2 to restore natural colour loss during deodorization of vegetable oil used in the manufacture of vanaspati. Malaysia also wished to bring to the attention of the Commission that the Codex standard for edible fats and oils not covered by individual standards, the Codex 10-19-1981, permits the addition of certain colour, which includes carotenoids, for the purpose of restoring natural colour loss in processing. In this regard, Malaysia is strongly of the opinion that the use of carotenoids in food category 02.1.2 is technologically justified. Therefore, Malaysia would like to propose the draft provision of carotenoids in food category 02.1.2, vegetable oils and fats, be returned back to the CCFO for further discussion. Malaysia had discussed this matter with the chair of CCFA, and he is in agreement to this proposal. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Malaysia. May I invite the chair of CCFA to give his comments, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the Malaysia intervention is correct, and the CCFA is willing to send this provision back for further consideration in our next session. However, I think this is the only draft provision that we will be sent back, but the other provisions, I would like to have the Commission agree to discontinue. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair of CCFA. Are there any comments, please? Any other comments? I see none. So we approve, the Commission approves the discontinuation of the draft and proposed draft food additive provisions of the GSFA, except for the draft provision of carotenoids in food category 02.1.2, vegetable oils and fats, and return to the CCFA for further discussion at step 6. Thank you. Next, we come to the Codex Committee on Food Labelling, where the proposal is for discontinuation of the standard for discontinuation of the work on labelling of foods and food ingredients obtained through certain techniques of genetic modification, genetic engineering, draft amendment to the general standard for the labelling of prepackaged foods definitions. The CC exec had agreed to recommend to the Commission to discontinue work on this item. Are there any comments, please? I see no flags, so the Commission approves discontinuation of work on this item. Thank you very much. The last item on the agenda number 9 is from the Committee on Milk and Milk Products, and the 33rd session of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. The proposal is to discontinue work on the proposed draft standard on processed cheese. Just to very briefly inform the Commission that this work has been continuing for the last 16 years, but there has not been any progress. The main issues were with regard to the use of stabilizers and composition, including the cheese content, and the difficulty to encompass all varieties, the wide varieties of processed cheese, in a single standard. This matter was discussed last year at the Commission. The Commission had agreed to revoke 3 standards on processed cheese. But since there was a request from many regions to continue with working on a draft standard for processed cheese, it was agreed by the Commission that a circular letter would be sent out to the coordinating committees for their views. The views were received. Essentially, out of 6 regional coordinating committees, 3 regional coordinating committees were of the view that we should not take up this work, and 3 were interested in taking up this work. They felt that it was necessary to have a standard for processed cheese. The regions that wanted processed cheese standard are CC Africa, CC Near East, and CC LAC. This matter was again discussed in the Executive Committee, and what was agreed in the Executive Committee, I'll simply read it out so that there is complete clarity. Sorry. The committee agreed to recommend to the Commission to suspend work on this item for 3 years, and that during this time countries would collect information on the difficulties that they are facing in trade in these products and provide the information to the Secretariat for consideration at the CC Exec in 2015. So essentially a circular letter will go out from the Secretariat to all the National Codex contact points for their views. This is in substance the progress on this item. I'd like to invite comments from the floor, please. Mexico, please.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente. Solo quisiera recordarle a la comisión que el CCLAC acordó que sí es necesario una norma de queso fundido y que esperar 3 años para ver si existen problemas comerciales nos parece mucho tiempo. Gracias.
Thank you, Mexico. Costa Rica, please.
Sí, gracias, señor presidente. Costa Rica apoya continuar con este trabajo. En particular, nosotros estamos planteando la posibilidad de hacer una norma regional. Para los países en desarrollo es importante contar con una norma, y si bien es cierto, no se han podido poner de acuerdo en algunos aspectos, lo que sí también es cierto es que hasta la comisión anterior fue que se derogó la norma existente que servía de base para muchas de nuestras reglamentaciones. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Costa Rica. Japan, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As in our written comment in CRD 16, page 2, Japan supports discontinuation of work on processed cheese standards. We should respect the conclusion of the CCMMP, which agreed to discontinue the work. With regard to the possibility of elaborating regional standard for processed cheese, Japan doesn't support the idea due to potential serious trade disruption. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Japan. Colombia, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Dada la situación de que 3 comités estuvieron de acuerdo y 3 en desacuerdo, no sabemos la razón para la recomendación del Comité Ejecutivo en cuanto a la interrupción de los trabajos durante 3 años. No sé bajo qué perspectiva se haya tomado esa decisión. Sin embargo, creemos que es oportuno que se considere la opinión de 3 comités en cuanto al desarrollo de normas sobre queso procesado. Nosotros, a nivel del CICILAC,
Hemos trabajado ya durante la terminación de la reunión 33 y esta en proyecto de norma sobre queso procesado y sobre otro que sería una norma colateral a la de queso fundido. Esperamos de que se tome una decisión favorable al concepto de los tres comités coordinadores que requieren una norma para esta clase de producto. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Colombia. Next is United States.
Thank you, Chair. Well, we certainly appreciate the concerns that have been expressed about the need for the standard. And many of these things were expressed last year at the Commission meeting. The fact is that the Milk and Milk Products Committee spent many years trying to develop an international standard to no avail because there could not be consensus reached. And one of the other options then was to have regional standards. I would call attention, however, to the terms of reference for our regional coordinating committees, which very clearly states that their role is to develop regional standards for food products moving exclusively or almost exclusively in intra-regional trade. It would be extremely difficult to have individual regional standards, much as I appreciate the concerns that have been raised by the members here. I understand that. I think the Executive Committee's recommendation is a good one. I think it provides the opportunity to gather the data that is needed to determine what the difficulties are with trade, what the possible trade disruptions are, and providing that information so that we can then consider how best to move forward to address the needs that have been expressed so eloquently here, but we also do not support moving forward on a standard until we have more of that information. Thank you.
Thank you, United States. Before I move to the next delegate from India, I would request the chair of the CCMMP to give his views, please. New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Chair. Well, we do face quite an unusual situation in Codex with this topic, in that there is a failure to develop the process cheese standard, not because of opposition by any members or even doubts over the value of a standard for a range of reasons, but simply because the commodity concerned does not lend itself to standardisation. What actually can legitimately be called processed cheese, given current understanding? And as we've heard, the CCMMP was unable to resolve this issue, even though it tried hard for many years, and many countries involved invested considerable resources on the way through. Subsequently, the committee agreed at its last session to discontinue work. And this was not to say that there was no need for a standard, but as scoped and as presented to that committee, the proposed standard was impossible to achieve. It's clear that a number of countries still wish to pursue a processed cheese standard under that generic terminology. And if that is the case, as chair of the committee, I would ask that those countries that do wish to pursue further work, firstly, to work globally rather than regionally. This is a globally traded commodity, and it is increasing in volume every year. And it would only get Codex into trouble if work was pursued on a regional basis. Secondarily, those countries that are interested in pursuing the work should very carefully review all of the previous work that has been done by the committee, including the outputs of working groups, so that they do have a full understanding of the difficulties of standardisation. Thirdly, it is probably appropriate to consider a more narrow scope for further work and collection of information, even proposing perhaps a standard for more than one product that may fit under this general processed cheese terminology. If that material is gathered and submitted to the Commission, and the countries involved judge that there is potential for success for a different form of a standard for processed cheese, then the Commission could decide to pursue work on that basis. As Chair of the Committee, New Zealand would support any future work that had moved through this process as suggested by the Executive Committee and facilitate progression. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair of the Milk and Milk Products Committee. India, please.
Thank you, Chair. India expresses its concern over the proposal to discontinue this work. We would rather support that it should continue and would also support the suggestions coming from different countries for international standards, global standards, rather than regional standards, as processed cheese is widely consumed throughout the world, and India is also an importer of cheese. I understand that there is a lack of consensus, and also there are technical difficulties in having single standards. In fact, for that reason, there is a need for looking some other alternatives, like considering more than one product standards, rather than abandoning the work. So India would urge that the work should continue with maybe a different approach. Thank you.
Thank you, India. Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Argentina desea llamar la atención respecto de que las normas del Códex no se aplican solamente al comercio internacional y que en realidad lo que han puesto de manifiesto estos comités es que necesitan orientaciones para sus regulaciones internas y esa es también una de las funciones que cumple el desarrollo de normas del Códex. Argentina ha participado durante muchos años en el Comité de Lácteos y ha brindado sus comentarios y ha tratado de que hubiera una norma internacional sobre quesos procesados. No obstante, efectivamente creemos que existe la necesidad de la norma y que hay que hacer esfuerzos para encontrar un camino. Seguramente ampliando el ámbito de la norma, teniendo una visión distinta respecto de la respuesta que debe dar esa norma a los países. Pero si tres regiones del Códex la están pidiendo, indudablemente algún tipo de esfuerzo hay que hacer. En la medida de lo posible, nosotros seríamos de la idea, coincidimos en esto con Estados Unidos, que siendo un producto de comercio internacional, la norma tiene que ser internacional. Pero quizás los comités podrían iniciar sus trabajos a nivel regional de una manera diferente a la que están haciendo o con alguna orientación específica de la Comisión. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. Dominican Republic, please.
Sí, gracias, señor presidente. República Dominicana desea expresar su preocupación por la suspensión de estos trabajos y en tal sentido apoya que se continúe con los trabajos tanto a nivel regional o a nivel general. Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Dominican Republic. Tanzania, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Tanzania does not is not in favor of discontinuation of work in this area. And in fact, we are not in agreement with the executive committee decision that we should wait for further 3 years. We understand this has been on the agenda of the milk and milk products for the last 12, 16 years or so. So 3 years will not make any difference. And again, as to whether there has been a commercial problem in this product, yes. That's why it was put on the agenda of the Committee on Milk and Milk Products. So indeed, there exists some commercial problems. So we don't have to ask for something that was considered so many years back. Again, Chair, we believe we need this standard for the fact that this product is in the international market. But at the same time, we have agreed, as we have been informed by the Chair of the Milk and Milk Committee, Products Committee, that there has not been able to get, we have not been able to get to an international consensus. So our view is the decision we took last year should have been taken long time ago. And this provided opportunity for the regions at least to agree at regional level. And see if we can agree at regional level. And in this case, we have three regions willing to try to agree. So why not give that opportunity? And if we are able to agree in three different regions, there is a possibility of harmonizing those regional agreements. And the other thing, Chair, is for codex documents, they are not only for international trade. These are also advisory documents for member governments. In the developing world, there is a lot of products going into our countries in the name of processed cheese. And we have no guidance at all on what to consider to be processed cheese. So for the developing countries where cheese making is not a traditional activity, we need some guidance from the codex. And in this case, there is a possibility of having at least a regional guidance. Again, in the developing countries where cheese making is not a traditional activity, there is an opportunity for the dairy industry to grow. And we need some guidance on making processed cheese. And this guidance would come from codex. So I think we should not declare a failure in codex of coming to an international consensus. Let's try to do it at regional level, and it has been explained. And maybe there will be an opportunity to harmonize the regional standards. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Tanzania. We have a lot of agenda items to be completed, and we got to complete it by the end of this day. So I would urge all delegates to be brief in their comments. Cuba, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Cuba considera que se debe seguir adelante con esta norma a nivel global, como una norma de códex, más allá de una norma regional. Apoya la opinión que ha expresado aquí el comité y numerosas delegaciones, porque Cuba considera que el hecho de que no exista un problema claro en el comercio no significa que no nos haga falta la norma. Sería realmente muy lamentable que tuviera que ocurrir un gran problema para que nos diésemos cuenta entonces que nos hace falta la norma. Para los países en desarrollo, que somos grandes importadores de este producto y que tenemos importantes poblaciones flotantes que nos acompañan cada día, esta norma es de una gran importancia, no solo para nuestras contrataciones, sino por lo que representan en nuestra capacidad de ser una guía importante para garantizar la inocuidad y la protección de nuestros consumidores y de los miles de personas del mundo que nos visitan cada día de productos que son de amplio consumo. Creo que necesitamos en un trabajo como este el apoyo de todos. El reto, no cree Cuba que sea, que decidamos abandonar el trabajo. Pensamos que el reto que nos toca enfrentar es retomar el trabajo a partir, como se ha especificado por el comité, de nuevos objetos de definición, nuevas definiciones, nuevos alcances en garantías de la salud de toda la comunidad internacional. Muchas gracias.
Thank you, Cuba. Canada, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We've listened carefully to the debate thus far and are struck by the strong interest expressed by many delegations. However, we are also struck by the clarification provided by the Chair of the Milk and Milk Products Committee that the absence of consensus here is not a result of countries being unwilling to find consensus, but that the scope of the work, as it is characterized, makes it near impossible to find consensus due to a number of factors, including the diversity of products in the category. It would therefore appear, Mr. Chairman, that taking advantage of the advice of the chair of the committee and the advice of the executive committee, that indeed continuing the current work as it is currently scoped would indeed be appropriate, with further reflection and the development after countries have had that further reflection, as the chair has proposed, of new project document that appropriately scopes what may indeed be possible in order to take the work forward, rather than holding the committee to a responsibility of continuing a discussion on the basis of a scope where it appears that consensus is not going to emerge. Thank you.
Thank you, Canada. Poland, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Poland, speaking on behalf of the European Union and its member states, support this continuation of work on Codex Standard for Processed Cheese. Following the evident absence of consensus at the physical working group, the Committee on Milk and Milk Products agreed to discontinue work on that issue. The European Union and its member states are not aware of any trade problems at international level related to these products. As already mentioned by many delegations and the chair of the committee, Codex criteria for new works on regional standards are not met in this case. Therefore, the European Union and its member states strongly oppose elaboration of the regional standards for processed cheese, because these products are widely traded internationally, and having regional standards would not facilitate international trade on these products. Thank you.
Thank you, Poland, on behalf of the European Union. Jordan, please.
شكراً سيدي الرئيس. الأردن ضد إيقاف العمل بالأجبان المصنعة ويرى أن هناك حاجة لوضع مواصفات خاصة بالأجبان المصنعة من قبل لجنة الحليب ومنتجات الحليب، وإذا لم يكن هناك توافق فيسعى الجميع إلى تعريف نطاق محدد للأجبان المصنعة، خاصة وأن يسمح لجان التنسيق الإقليمية الثلاثة بوضع مواصفات إقليمية، وذلك لتسهيل التجارة البينية بين الدول ومن أجل حماية صحة وسلامة المستهلكين، خاصة وأن العديد من الدول اعتمدت مواصفات الدستور الغذائي المنشورة عام 1981. شكرا سيدي الرئيس.
Thank you, Jordan. Tunisia, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. بالنسبة لهذا الموضوع فقد تم مناقشته السنة الفارطة واقترحنا أن تواصل العمل، إلا أن الهيئة ارتأت تمرير هذا الموضوع على اللجان الإقليمية، وبعد طبعا اجتماع كل اللجان الإقليمية وتحدث باسم الشرق الأدنى، فأن أغلب أعضاء هذه اللجنة ما عدا عضو واحد قد وافقوا على مواصلة العمل، إما على نطاق عالمي إذا أمكن ذلك، وإن استحال ذلك فإننا نطرح أن تكون الأعمال على مستوى الإقليم ووضع مواصفات إقليمية لهذا المنتج نظرا لأهميته في بلداننا. وهنا وجب التذكير أنه تم إلغاء المواصفات العالمية المخصصة بالأجبان المصنعة، واليوم الوضعية أن كل بلد له مواصفة تطبق على حدة، وهذا ما سيضخم نسبة العراقيل في التجارة الدولية وليس العكس. لذلك نحن نقترح مواصلة العمل على المستوى العالمي لتذليل هذه العقوبة العوائق على مستوى التجارة الدولية، وإن لم يمكن ذلك كما ذكرت رئيس لجنة الألبان فإننا نقترح بكل إلحاح مواصلة العمل على المستوى الإقليمي، وذلك لتيسير التجارة بين الأقاليم وكذلك فتح آفاق جديدة لهذا العمل على مستوى الأقاليم. ونحن عبرنا على هذا خلال اللجنة التنفيذية، ولا نرى أن الاقتراح الذي صدر عن اللجنة التنفيذية سيجدي نفعا بالتجارة الدولية لهذا المنتج الذي وهنا أساند الأردن أنه يمثل إشكاليات كبيرة على مستوى التجارة، على مستوى التركيبة، على مستوى الغش، على مستوى الصحة، خاصة أن في البلدان النامية هذا المنتج موجه للأطفال. وشكرا.
Thank you, Tunisia. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll be brief, as we are running out of time and other delegations have already expressed what we are going to say. So Brazil would like to support the positions expressed by Argentina, Costa Rica, Colombia, and other Latin American countries. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brazil, for this crisp response. That was very fast. Panama, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Comprendemos lo indicado por el presidente del comité, así como lo señalado por Estados Unidos, siendo este un producto que no se comercializa exclusivamente dentro de nuestra región. Sin embargo, los países de nuestra región utilizan la base del Códex para su reglamentación, como varias delegaciones han expresado, por lo que conviene considerar el impacto sobre el comercio de estos productos, al vernos obligados a esperar 3 años para siquiera considerar si conviene desarrollar una norma internacional. Por otro lado, convenimos con Canadá en lo que podría ser la solución que estamos buscando a esta situación. Gracias.
Thank you, Panama. Lebanon, please.
شكراً السيد الرئيس. لعلني لم أفهم جيداً ما سمعت. هل تقول لجنة الحليب ومنتجاته أنها عجزت عن وضع مواصفة لمنتج يتم تداوله بهذا الحجم وأكثر مستهلكيه من الأطفال، ثم تأتي اللجنة التنفيذية لتقيد اللجان الإقليمية بأنها إذا وضعت مواصفات ستكون فقط للتجارة البينية؟ إن هذا أمر مستغرب جدا. وإذا بلجنة الحليب تقترح أنه إذا وضعنا مواصفة يجب أن نضعها لعدة منتجات، إذن يوجد حلول، وعلى لجنة الحليب ومنتجاته أن تقوم بواجبها بإيجاد هذا الحل. ولبنان يؤيد الاستمرار بوضع هذه المواصفات لأنها مهمة جدا. وشكرا.
Thank you, Lebanon. Honduras, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Creo que hasta el momento es evidente la necesidad de una norma en este tema. Creo que también puede verificarse a un tema de región. Y por eso Honduras apoya de que se continúen los trabajos en ese sentido.
Thank you, Honduras. I'd like to give the floor to New Zealand once again as chair of the CCMMP.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Primarily a point of clarification. This is a trade description and composition issue. A number of delegations have referred to food safety provisions, and these are actually elaborated by the Codex Committee of Food Hygiene, not the Codex Committee of Milk and Milk Products. We refer to the food safety components of our standards to the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene. And perhaps this illustrates to some degree the lack of understanding around this whole issue and the rigour of information that's needed to actually continue work on this within the scope of the current discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. Jamaica, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Jamaica is very disappointed that work could not be continued on the consensus could not be reached on the continuation of work on such an important internationally traded commodity. And as such, we should not necessarily wait until there are some trade disputes or food safety concern. And I think that we should be able to find a way to to whether it is to narrow the scope of the current terms of reference of this standard to develop whether regional or international standard for processed cheese, which I think work should be continued on. Thanks.
Thank you, Jamaica. Nigeria, please.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Nigeria, we want to join those countries that are supporting the continuation of the work, but with a global scope, but on a new, the scope altered in such a way that we can come to a consensus. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nigeria. UK, please.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak, and I will be brief as the European Union has already sort of made comments on behalf of the member states. Listening very carefully to what has been said, I find it quite difficult to understand how we could have a regional standard, particularly when processed cheese is traded internationally. So I fully support the comments made by the European Union. Thank you.
Thank you, UK. That was quite brief. Australia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Australia will be brief as well. We strongly support the views expressed by the Chair of the Milk and Milk Products Committee. Australia participated in this work over several years as well, and there is the suggestion from Canada as well that perhaps those countries that are continue to think that there is a need for this standard should reflect on. Thank you.
Thank you, Australia. Costa Rica wants to take the floor again. Costa Rica, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Quiero referirme a tres puntos concretos. El presidente del comité, justamente, una de las aseveraciones que hizo es que sí se necesita una norma internacional, que solo lo que ha pasado es que no nos hemos puesto de acuerdo. Entonces, si partimos de que sí se necesita, entonces hagamos las variaciones en el alcance o inclusión de otros productos para que eso sea posible. Segundo, que efectivamente, si no se han dado problemas en el comercio, es porque cada país tiene su propia regulación y por lo tanto tenemos que ajustarnos a las reglas de cada país y por lo tanto, como dijo uno de los países que me precedió, se generan barreras al comercio. Y tercero, si tres regiones de las seis del Códex estamos diciendo que se necesita una norma, creo que se debe respetar y nos oponemos firmemente a que se interrumpa ese trabajo.
Thank you, Costa Rica. Rwanda, please.
Thank you, Chair. I also wish to echo, Rwanda wishes to echo the position of those who support the continuation of the work on the grounds that without a standard, how do we decide what is actually thrown in the market to be actual cheese? So there is a risk if we leave it open actually to create trade disputes. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Rwanda. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have six more speakers listed here. Syria, France, Egypt, Uruguay, Ethiopia, and Kenya. And then we'll close the... maybe we can take one more, which is Iran, and then we shall close. We will have one member organization. Syria, please.
سوريا تقترح استمرار بالعمل بهذه المواصفة على النطاق العالمي أو الإقليمي على اعتبار أن كثير من الدول تستورد مثل هذه المنتجات من داخل أو خارج دول الإقليم. سوري. Yes.
Thank you, Syria. France, please. France, you wish to take the floor? We have some problem with the microphone.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Désolé pour le délai. Je voulais intervenir pour soutenir ce qu'a dit le président du CCMMP ainsi que le Canada, l'Australie et la Pologne. En fait, on a essayé pendant des années, de nombreuses années, de faire une norme internationale sur les fromages fondus et ce sans succès. On le sait très bien car la France a présidé avec la Nouvelle-Zélande le groupe de travail de la dernière chance en fait sur les fromages fondus. Nous n'étions pas contre ces travaux, bien au contraire, mais on n'a pas réussi à obtenir de consensus sur le sujet des fromages fondus. Et je voulais aussi préciser, comme l'a souligné le président du CCMMP, qu'il ne s'agissait pas d'ailleurs à travers ces travaux sur les fromages fondus de traiter une question de sécurité sanitaire, mais bien une question de description des produits, de description commerciale de ces produits, ce qui s'est d'ailleurs avéré très difficile en raison de la diversité des fromages fondus. Donc, on a constaté là une absence de consensus entre les comités de coordination en ce qui concerne la poursuite des travaux. C'est pourquoi la recommandation du CCExec nous paraît tout à fait pertinente. Donc on suspend les travaux, on laisse le temps aux pays qui rencontrent des difficultés commerciales de les collecter et dans 3 ans, on examine ces données le cas échéant. Et on verra donc à ce moment-là si ces éléments nous permettent de reprendre des activités sur ce sujet au niveau international. Nous ne sommes pas favorables à la poursuite, au démarrage de travaux au niveau régional sur la question des fromages fondus, car il existe clairement des échanges au niveau international et le fait de travailler au niveau régional ne pourrait que créer des risques, des entraves au commerce. Enfin, je voulais aussi indiquer que nous n'étions pas démunis sur cette question, vu qu'il existait déjà des règles sur l'étiquetage et également des règles sur les dénominations laitières au sein du Codex. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you, France. Next would be Egypt, please.
شكراً سيد الرئيس. نظراً لعدم توافق وجهات النظر في التوصل إلى اتفاق لوضع كل الاشتراطات في مواصفة واحدة لهذه السلعة سواء على المستوى الدولي أو على المستوى الإقليمي، وعلى اعتبار أن هذا المنتج يخضع لتغيرات مستمرة وتطوير مستمر في الإنتاج ليلائم رغبات المستهلكين بصورة متكررة ومتجددة، وصعوبة وضع توصيف موحد لهذا المنتج المتنوع، فطالما أن هذا المنتج يخضع للمواصفات العامة الخاصة بالإشارات الصحية ومتبقيات المبيدات والعقاقير البيطرية وغيرها من المواصفات الدولية مثل لجنة التوسيم وعليه، فإننا نرى تعليق الاستمرار في هذه الوثيقة لحين التواصل إلى اتفاق. وإذا كانت مشكلة الركتوامين استغرقت 4 سنوات وتم التوصل فيها والحسم فيها عن طريق التصويت أمس، فهل في هذه اللجنة التي استمرت 16 عاما كما ذكرتم سيادتكم ستحتاج إلى تصويت لحسم هذا الموضوع، أم أن ركت ومين كان بالأولى أن يؤجل لجلسة أخرى؟ شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Egypt, for the alarm bell. Uruguay, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Uruguay comparte lo expresado por Costa Rica y considera que se deben continuar los trabajos para lograr una norma internacional. Si hay diversidad de productos, debería analizarse los alcances de las mismas con el fin de lograr un consenso en las normas. Gracias.
Thank you, Uruguay. Ethiopia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We support the continuation of the draft standard and the fact that revisiting the scope may help also develop regional standards, which will enhance trade at the regional level. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ethiopia. We'll take Kenya and Iran and then ICGMA. Kenya, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Kenya appreciates the challenge that the CCMMP has gone through in not being able to come up with a standard. However, we note that there is need for an international standard as cheese is traded internationally. And we propose that the work continues, but with a narrowed scope so that progression can continue, because it seems like the scope is a challenge. So with a reviewed scope, we believe that we might be able to come up with an international standard. Thank you.
Thank you, Kenya. We'll take Iran.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Listening to the debate carefully so far, particularly the intervention made by distinguished chair of the Milk and Products Committee, and on the other hand, having heard the wishes of the those three regions to agree to continue the work, and we would like to support the continuation of this work, hopefully we can find a solution at regional and hopefully at international level. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Iran. We'll take one member organization that had raised the flag long ago. ICGMA, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. ICGMA represents food companies that manufacture and trade processed cheese globally. ICGMA, like the EU, is not aware of any trade problems caused by the lack of a codex standard for processed cheese. And ICGMA underscores the statements made by the chair of this committee and consequently has supported discontinuation of this work. Continuation of the work in the regional committees, however, as stated by Japan, could in fact introduce some very significant trade barriers. ICGMA notes the comments made by Canada, and Canada has suggested a way forward on this standard, which would be to discontinue the present standard and to introduce a new standard or a new project document with a much narrower and more specific scope. It appears to me that that might be the possible way forward, but regional standards would probably be the worst way forward. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, ICGMA. Delegates, please give me a moment to consult with the Secretariat, and then I'll get back. Okay, delegates, what I propose to do is to briefly summarize the sense of the Commission and then make a proposal.
No, we have Chinese. We have Chinese in English.
Chinese is in English.
Is it okay now?
Yes.
Okay. Delegates, what I propose to do is to present a sense of the Commission and the salient points that were expressed on this discontinuation proposal. And then I would make a proposal to the Commission for consideration. Broadly, what was mentioned was, the first one was that waiting for 3 years is too long a time. Then the chair of the Milk and Milk Products Committee was of the view that the countries should review the previous work so that they appreciate the difficulties, and if necessary, propose a new scope, and they are willing to take up this work in the committee. Many countries suggested that we should work on a regional standard, and at the same time, many countries were of the view that a regional standard may not be the practical way forward because of trade problems that may arise. This is, in short, what was expressed from the floor. The fact of the matter is that discussions have been going on in the Milk Products Committee for 16 years, but we have not been able to agree on how to move forward. And therefore, a suggestion was made that we rescope the work. There were some other countries also who expressed that waiting for 3 years is too long a time. But I would also like to mention that only last year, or probably the year before, I think it was last year, that this commission had approved a revision in the criteria for commodities, which was included in the procedural manual. And that clearly states that if there is an international trade for any commodity, the Commission should not move forward to develop a regional standard. So we have agreed to this principle only last year, so therefore I suggest that we stick to that. So then the issue comes is that if we have to have an international standard and work has been going on for 16 years and there is no consensus on the scope and content of the document or the standard, what should be the way forward? Keeping in mind the views expressed by certain countries that waiting for 3 years is too long a time, what I would propose to the Commission for consideration is that the Secretariat would send out a circular letter seeking actual information to support the development of the standard. The trade impediments that countries or regions have been facing. In fact, since the circular would go out to the countries, then the countries would respond. And also suggest a narrower scope of the work. What should be the scope of the work? If a broad scope is not acceptable and there is no consensus, let there be suggestions for a revision in the scope of the work. This would probably allow a more practical, data-based decision-making. And we can review the views forwarded by the countries at the session of the Executive Committee preceding the next year's Commission. Is this proposal acceptable to the Commission? Or is there any objection to this? New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Firstly, just a point of clarification. It's not up to the chair of a Codex committee to recommend continued work when that committee has already recommended discontinuation of work. And my statement was to the effect that if the option of continued work was taken up, then I offered some suggestions. So just to make that clear. Secondarily, given that Codex has already used its best resources and processes with all interested countries invited to participate to try and get a result, and we haven't managed a result, it's very important that Codex operates in the next phase in an efficient and responsible manner. It's also very important that those countries who want further work must properly invest in that process. So as an operational question, it would be to the Secretariat in terms of the contents of the circular letter. We certainly would not want to perpetuate the roadblocks that have already faced the committee in terms of the type of information and the rigour of collection of that information that have faced us already. As an example, Australia had an impossible problem asking for trade statistics and possible problems in the working group, because every country has a different concept of what processed cheese is, and therefore the data coming forward to the committee was not useful because every country had a different idea in their head about what the actual commodity was that we were seeking information on. The challenges ahead of us are technical. They're about composition, they're about scope, and technological questions around getting something that works. And we would seek some further information, not during this session, but certainly by some sort of dialogue between CCMMP, perhaps IDF, and interested countries to make sure that the circular letter is properly focused and gives the opportunity of getting the real data that we need and some technical options that would facilitate progress. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair of the MMP. Canada, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thanks to you and the Secretariat for seeking to define a way forward. Just to request a point of clarification, you noted that the response to the circular letter that you propose would then be considered by the Executive Committee, and we just wonder at the capacity around, as the chairs of the committee has noted, to review the technical input that would come back, and of course the management of the Executive Committee agenda, for that review of the feedback to then shape perhaps a new project document to happen at Executive Committee rather than at the Milk and Milk Products Committee, which it would appear to us to be a more appropriate venue to then consider the feedback from the circular letter. And so I just raise this for your consideration and clarification. Thank you.
Thank you, Canada. Costa Rica, please.
Sí, gracias, señor presidente. Claramente ha dicho el presidente del Comité de Productos Lácteos que si la comisión decide no interrumpir el trabajo, que me parece que esa es la primera decisión que deberíamos de tener, se podría reconsiderar varios aspectos. Y además lo que acaba de decir Canadá, que estos datos que pudiesen recogerse de esta circular las analizara el comité. Entonces creo que la propuesta debería ser no interrumpir el trabajo, pasar la circular y que sea el Comité de Lácteos el que analice esos detalles. Además, me parece que el presidente del comité tiene muy claro las dificultades que ha habido para el consenso y cómo podría variarse el ámbito. Y sería muy importante para nuestros países que pudiera compartir esa información. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Costa Rica. Just give me a minute, please. I do not see any other flags. Give me a minute, please. I believe Colombia also wants to take the floor. Colombia, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Quería recordar que el presidente del comité sobre leche y productos derivados de la leche ha insistido en que se necesita una norma. Entonces, bajo ese supuesto y bajo el concepto de tres comités coordinadores de que existe necesidad de la norma, nosotros creemos de que no se debe interrumpir el trabajo. En otro sentido, estamos de acuerdo con el mismo presidente del comité en que no debe ser el comité ejecutivo el que debe reexaminar el estudio de la encuesta o de la circular de la Secretaría que deberíamos acotar bien los términos de esa circular, porque yo encuentro dificultades en que tenga un alcance tan amplio. Al principio dijo el presidente de la comunicación con la secretaría que comunicar las dificultades. ¿Qué clase de dificultades? Serían dificultades tal vez técnicas, ¿no? Y no sé hasta qué punto de comercio, pero sabemos que hay una necesidad de que existe la norma. Entonces, en ese supuesto, solicitaría a Nueva Zelanda de que reconsidere formalmente de que se continúe inactivo el Comité de Leche y Productos Lácteos, que se reactive, lógicamente, bajo la aprobación, en este caso, de la Comisión, que presida nuevamente, continúe presidiendo el Comité de Leche y Productos Lácteos, y con la copresidencia solicitaría de que, por favor, aceptara la copresidencia de uno de los países que se ha mostrado de acuerdo en que se continúe con este trabajo y que en el interior de ese comité, con esa copresidencia, se reexamine el resultado de la circular, pero que no se interrumpan los trabajos. Y para la próxima sesión del comité, en el caso en que no se interrumpa el trabajo del Comité de Leche y Productos Lácteos, se arroje un resultado de ese análisis y que nos dé una luz clara sobre la necesidad de esta norma. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Colombia. May I invite New Zealand, please, as chair of the CCMMP.
Thank you, Chair. Just to try and simplify from our point of view where we've got to, the committee is adjourned at the moment, as the Commission knows, but we would be very happy to work with the Secretariat. We would be very happy to work with IDF and any countries that has had a specific interest and technical knowledge on the topic to prepare the circular letter as proposed earlier by you, gather the information that is rigorous and objective, and be part of an informal process to evaluate that and come back to the Commission with some options on the feasibility of furthering the work. And it's not to say that the current work is formally discontinued. I think we're parking that notion at the moment, and we need to get our best technical resource together informally within the Commission with the Secretariat and make sure our next request for information is appropriately focused. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair of CCMMP. Okay, delegates. Yes, we do clearly agree that we do not discontinue this work because there is still some work to be done. Taking the proposal from the chair of the CCMMP, what I would propose is that the Secretariat work closely with the chair of the CCMMP to develop the circular letter, which will go to all the member countries, all the national codex contact points. And you provide inputs to that questionnaire, to the questions posed in the circular letter. And if you have any additional inputs to give, please do that. Then the Secretariat would bring it to the next session of the CC Exec, and then to the Commission for final consideration. We cannot reactivate the CCMMP at this stage because it is already adjourned sine die. So only when there is a decision by the Commission as to what is the scope and are we moving forward next year, and only then the question of reactivating the committee would arise. And the chair of the CCMMP has already express that interest in reactivating it when the work is to be taken up. Can this be accepted by the Commission? We need to move forward, really. I see no flags. Oh, New Zealand, please.
Just a clarification, Chair. There are ways of working within the Codex system on a topic such as this without reactivating the committee, for instance, working electronically. And we would propose to, on this single topic issue, where that's how we would work within the codex system. Thank you.
I would like to invite Madam Secretary to respond on this.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's important clarification. If the committee decides to proceed with this work, that was as mentioned by New Zealand, reactivating in the sense of starting to do new work, but of course it could be done by correspondence, working electronically, as we have been proposing for some other adjourned committees, as New Zealand indicated. So that's at this stage, we are only at the stage of deciding for the next session, not deciding, but asking for more data to have another discussion at the next session of the Executive Committee and the Commission, and then we would decide whether there is a need for this new work to, for any new work to proceed, and in that case, it would be it could be carried out, of course, by correspondence, as this is an adjourned committee. That would be reactivating, but reactivating for work by correspondence and electronic means. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. I see no other flags, so we proceed as discussed and decided. And with this, we come to the end of agenda number 9, and I would like to thank all countries, all member organizations for the cooperation and bearing with me. I also thank the interpreters. Thank you very much. And now I think the next agenda item would be item 10, and this would be chaired by Mr. Knud Ostergaard. Thank you.